You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Trilby hats and hipsters,
mods and rockers.
Yes, we're talking about the clothes and people you used to find on one of London's most famous streets.
It's Carnaby Street.
Hello, I'm Andrea Rose.
大家好，我是董征。
Welcome to On the Town with BBC Learning English.
今天我们的话题就是伦敦的卡纳比大街 Carnaby Street.
The 1960s were the era or time when Carnaby Street was at its peak.
如今这里是旅游者的观光之地。
So what do people think of when they hear the name Carnaby Street?
When I think of Carnaby Street, of course I think of the 60s in swinging London, which of course I wasn't alive during that time, but we see so much of it on films on TV, that's what I automatically think of.
The swinging 60s, 充斥着摇摆舞音乐的西方60年代。
The 1960s were swinging because they were a time of sexual revolution. People were taking drugs and young people felt very free.
他们感觉得到了解放 They felt liberated.
That's what that person thinks of when she hears the name Carnaby Street. That's what she automatically thinks of.
Automatically. 自动的自然而然的
Of course, Carnaby Street wasn't always the place where people went for fun and fashion. In the 1790s, the street was known as a place for buying tobacco. People went there to buy pipes to smoke.
不幸的是在那段激动人心的时期过后卡纳比大街就被废弃了 The street became derelict
On the town
From BBC Learning English
Percy Dobson has owned a shop in Carnaby Street for over 60 years
Carnaby Street was derelict virtually almost up until the 60s It was just a variation of different shops There was a little baker's shopseveral small dairies that sold sandwiches, etc. There was even a fried fish shop. There wasn't any atmosphere at all. It was a poor street, really.
Percy 他给我们介绍了一下卡纳比大街一直到六十年代时候的景象。他说当时街道两边都是各种各样的商店 a variation or variety of shops.
There were dairies that sold sandwiches and a fried fish shop.But there was very little atmosphere or feeling about the street until the 1960s.
不过到了六十年代的时候，这条大街有了突破性的发展 ，an explosion. 在这里呢，并不是炸弹爆破，而是爆破性、突破性的发展的意思。
Carnaby Street was the place to go if you wanted to be hip and trendy.
就连著名的摇滚乐队 The Beatles。甲壳虫乐队还有 The Rolling Stones 滚石乐队都到这条街上来买衣服
It happened so rapidly really Nobody could come to terms with it And it was happening I mean you know you're thinking of the Beatles Rolling Stones All those sort of people were coming there It transformed the whole street into something that nobody'd ever seen before It was an explosion You know everybody you know were amazed I mean you get people come from all over the world
Percy says that the change to the street happened very rapidly or fast. It was so quick, people found it hard to come to terms with.
To come to terms with something, 就是不得不接受某事，让步的意思。
One minute it was a quiet street, and then suddenly it was transformed. It changed into something completely different.
世界各地的游览者都开始云集此地。
But what about the Carnaby Street of today? Is it still as lively and special as it used to be?
有些人依然认为这里仍旧是一个非常令人兴奋、非常另类的地方 an exciting and alternative place.
Take a listen to see what and whom you might find on Carnaby Street today.
I guess it's fashion, bohemian fashion, Doc Martens, punks, that kind of thing.
这位女士说呢，时至今日，你还能在这里找到放荡不羁的波西米亚服饰。
Bohemian fashion is quirky, different, and perhaps a little strange.
你也可以在这里买到著名的 Doc Martens 高筒靴。
And you can still see the occasional punk with their gelled hair and plenty of piercings.
Piercings, 就是在身上穿洞打钉的另类身体艺术。Wow, that sounds so.
Carnaby Street is also a place for entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs, 就是企业家。
You can find film production companies and advertising agencies in the area.
当地有不少的电影制作公司和广告代理公司。I'll have to go there to become famous.
Well, there's still a lot of life in London's Carnaby Street.
There sure is. Maybe we should head down there now, Andrea.
Oh, that sounds like a very nice idea, Jean. So until the next time, it's bye-bye from BBC Learning English.
Bye.